Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. The Rad Reality Show. Manic Monday. Run away, blow and smoke. Your folks are worried. It's going broke. After the fall is an all-new episode. Reality is a high-end reality that comes from above. Get body in court. There's no bigger love. His reality will welcome us back. Trust and obey. There is no other way. Welcome to the show. Where else can you listen to Big Brother House Guests, Survivor Castaways, and the Amazing Racer Racers? That's right, here at the Rad Reality Show Network, and we have so many other guests. So first-time listeners, you need to tune in every Monday, Thursday, and Sunday. Everyone sit back and enjoy, because you know what? You know what day it is? It's Monday. That means it's Manic Monday. And that means it's time for...
Just another manic Monday. Wish it was Sunday. That's my fun day. I don't have to run there. Just another manic Monday. Hey, hey. Wish it was Sunday. That's my fun.
Hello, everyone, and everyone that's in the chat room, everyone that's listening somewhere else on the internet, welcome to Manic Monday.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. Oh, please don't take my sunshine away.
Well, they've taken my sunshine away here in St. Louis. Welcome, Big Brother fans. Welcome, Manic Monday fans. And welcome, Michelle Costa fans. Today is November 25th, 2013, already. And we'd like to say thank you for taking a break from this very busy time of year to join us here on the Rad Reality Show Network for the Manic Monday Show with our Portuguese Princess host, Miss Michelle Costa. And co-hosting with Michelle tonight will be Paul from Minnesota and myself, Cherry Garcia. And because this will be the last Manic Monday Show before Thanksgiving, everyone here at the Rad Reality Show Network would like to extend our love and warmest wishes to you and your families to have a very safe, happy, and blessed Thanksgiving this Thursday. That's our turkey in the background. And now we're going to say a quick hi to Paul and then bring up the host of our show. How are you doing, Paul?
Turkey. I'm doing well. I don't do impersonations, but I thought I'd do a very quiet one, but it wasn't quiet enough. I'm doing well, and I just want to give a special hello to Charmed. I can't remember the last time I saw her, and of course Michelle. In the from the Bronx.
We got Bronx in the chat room.
And I can't go without saying hi to Seymour too, from Minneapolis, my homeboy. Anyway.
And of course, we got Base Ones and Chi-Town Joe and few more guests in the chat room. They're filling up the chat room fast. So, let's bring up our Portuguese princess host and the only reality star who can say they've been to every Toys for Tots ever, Miss Michelle Costa. How are you?
Well, first off, I just want to say that turkey got me hungry. I'll tell you what, we're going to try to not stuff you guys too much, but I'm sure we're going to stuff you with a lot of Manic Monday tonight because...
Yeah, I just have to clarify, you're hungry for me, Michelle? Is that what you're saying?
I am. I was just thinking about pouring some gravy. Pour some gravy on Paul. Pour some gravy on Paul. All right, I'm trying not to scare everybody away. But, yes, Thanksgiving is coming up, and I'm super excited. And like I said, we're going to stuff you tonight, and you're going to love it.
All right.
So much to talk about. I have so many cool things that I have planned, some little tidbits of information that I have throughout the evening that I decided to grace you guys with, because I feel like knowledge is power, and if you learn something new every day, if you learn something new every day, it's fantastic, but if you learn a lot of things new every day, like a lot of cool different facts, I don't know about you, but I love to be like, for instance, I'm going to give you for instance, I was in the supermarket the other day, and they were talking about, oh, we have the best avocados, we get them from Mexico, and I turned to my coworker and I said, I've been to avocado country. It's called Temecula, California. And I did a charity event there for Michelle's place for breast cancer because at that point, you know, that person didn't know that I was on Big Brother. I don't really tell people from my work. They find out. But anyway, so the person looked at me and was like, how do you know that Temecula is the capital of avocado? It was just like a fun fact. So don't you love fun facts, Cherry and Paul?
Yes.
I do.
Yay. So first off, anyway, I just want to say happy Manic Monday to everybody. And I hope you guys have prepared yourselves because the holidays have crept up on us quickly. And I'm going to tell you guys what. Thaw off your turkey now because if it's frozen, it needs to be thawed. And I am still thawing out from last night's game. I'm sure Terry and Paul, you guys want to talk about this now. I was frozen like a butterball.
How cold was it?
Okay. So, facts are that the game in Gillette Stadium, which Gillette hasn't been there for 20 years. It was Remington Field before, whatever. It was the coldest game recorded in history in November in 20 years. Okay. You guys got to remember, we're still in November. It was, now, if you're just out and about regularly, it was 10 degrees at the time of game time. Now, mind you, I've been there since 4, and it's been cold all day long. Highs, I think, were 24, okay? Wind howling. It was howling, gusting at, I think, at least 25, gusting in other places higher. So, I get there, and I'm on the third floor, of course. The third floor of Gillette Stadium, if you guys have ever been to a stadium, you never want to be in the third floor ever, okay? So I'm on the third floor, and I'm on the east side of where the stadium has the worst weather conditions. It came down to, I think the coldest was negative 28.
Oh, my gee.
And a constant 55 mile per hour winds for the entire time. There was the actual beer portal that we work from that serve food, not mine in particular, but that's just to give you guys an idea. We're talking about a heavy piece of equipment. It was flying around. It hit people. It flipped over. I had to scream to an EMT to watch out, and he jumped out of the way before it was moving probably 20 miles per hour because these things are on wheels and we put them on lock. The ropes wouldn't hold them down. They were flipping. Every draft line in the stadium was completely frozen. We had draft and we also had bottles. The bottles, as I poured the first beer, started to freeze as I was pouring it into the cup. It was intense. Like, when I tell you, I've never been that cold in my life, and that game was so insane. It was just crazy, you guys. I can't even explain to you how cold it was.
Well, I no longer drink, so maybe that has something to do with it. But to me, that is hot chocolate weather, not beer drinking weather.
Well,
I can agree with that.
At that point, I mean, let's put it this way. I normally make a few $100s. I make $40 in tips, and I sat outside in that cold for 10 hours. Not only that, but the winds, think about it, 55 mile per hour, we couldn't even have the tip cup up. There was money flying everywhere. I couldn't even tell you how much money I lost in tips. How many customers lost money when they took their wallets out? How many beers that, now think about it, you're putting a beer like, so because they had to bring us bottles of beer that were warm and they were still cold, like they, because we couldn't have it on ice, they would freeze. So they ended up coming up like a few minutes before the game to give us beer because 4 hours in, we had nothing. And so, the beers were flying off the countertops, and we were telling the people, hold on to the beer. Beer was freezing. I got beer on my hands, and it went underneath one of my nails, and it shattered one of my nails into pieces.
Oh, my God.
And I have fake nails, right? I go get them done. So I went to go get them done today, and there was two nails that were salvaged out of 10. So actually, 8 of my nails shattered into pieces because beer got into my nail bed. It actually expanded and broke it. One of my nails, the one that survived out of the two, actually has beer inside of it. We could see it.
Oh, my gosh,
it was
Michelle.
So weird. Yeah. No, it was insane. Like, I can't even tell you the things that I've seen and people, like, with icicles coming out of their nostrils.
I thought about you last night. I truly did.
I got a lot of those phone calls, like, how are you? And I'm like, my phone froze. I couldn't even, because, you know, obviously if you have, like, one of those smartphones, you swipe it or you do some sort of mechanism to get onto it so that you can get to the main screen, and it was frozen.
Oh, my gosh.
10 layers on each of my body parts, besides my feet, I had 3 socks on, and I had, I think, 7 foot warmers, hand warmers, everything all together. Like, it was intense. Like, my lips got all chapped, and
all right.
But it wasn't as bad as I thought it was, but it was crazy, you guys.
It was it's established, Michelle. It was freaking
it was cold.
It was freaking cold. But and I did,
we've got
I
a few people on the switchboard.
I could tell that from watching the game, but the game was worth a lot to talk about as well. But what were you saying, Jerry?
We've got a few people on the switchboard that I think would like to come on and say hi to Michelle.
Oh. All right, yeah, let's do it. I'm just, like, trying to fill you guys in, because you know what the funny part is, Paul, is the game itself was ridiculous.
Yep.
And that's the back end. Like, you guys know, like, how people say, oh, you know, the show was beautiful, but you don't know what happened in the background.
Exactly.
Like, it's like stuff like that. So it's cool to hear the background, I guess,
well,
of it.
Absolutely.
And,
and I know,
right, Paul?
At the top, it's like you're standing on the top of a scraper or building to get those kind of winds. It was not the right place to be on a cold night like that up high.
I wanted to actually, because they went around and roped up all the movable equipment, garbage cans, anything. And I was like, can you rope me against something? I was literally like, I can, if this thing is flipping over, hello, I'm not even close to that. It was like the lady that I was working with, she was, like, crying. It was horrible.
Aww.
It was horrific. There was a girl that got hit by, like, the spear portal, and she got run over by it, and she had an asthma attack. It's crazy. But anyway, A switchboard, yeah.
Well,
I don't want
the Patriots
to be
did come back from a huge deficit at halftime to win the game. So,
oh, Pat.
I was rooting for your Patriots
Peyton.
To win.
Bye, Wes Welker. And what about the Wes Welker? The last play in overtime, like, Wes Welker must have been like, no. And I love Wes Welker. You know, they were taunting him last night and everything. I get it. But we love him. And it was, like, upsetting to see that back. He's not the one that touched it, but it was because he was involved in it that it's, like, messed up.
Yeah.
You're a Pats fan, you know.
I'm happy for you, Michelle, and I know we keep not taking these calls like we were going to, but every time you bring something up, I feel like I want to respond. I feel I'm happy for your team and for you winning, but that is a crappy way to win, because the bounce of a ball like that, I mean, oh.
Well, I think we've had, like, which throughout this game, we had calls, once again, that we can all tell that the referees favor any team that goes against the Patriots. And let's all be honest, watching it, as I understand a lot of people hate the Patriots, but you got to be honest, the referees have it out for them, and that's it. And we defy everything to the last minute. We play a game to the last minute, and that's what football, baseball, basketball, hockey is all about. You play to the last minute, and you keep rooting for your team, and you never give up on them. And that's it.
That's right. Okay.
Ooh, I
Let's
love it. It's going to be a great night, you guys.
Absolutely. Let's bring up a caller. We've got Mr. Michael Cowboy Ellis with us. How are you, Michael?
Good, good. Michelle, I would have kept you warm in that cold weather, just so you know.
You know what? I was expecting something. I didn't know if you would say you were going to be naked, if you have just chaps on. But I knew you were going to say something. So go ahead.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you what. I am not a Patriots fan. I'm not. But let me tell you that the last few times I've been in Vegas, I've actually bet on the Patriots. And it's one of them things where usually the Patriots is a shoe. It's a shoe-in. You know that you're going to win. However, last Monday, the Monday Night Football, and I went for the Patriots to win. I lost by 4 points. However, that was the first time that I've ever put money on the points for underneath 47 of the game and actually won. So basically it washed itself out. But when I usually do parlays and stuff, Patriots are usually in there because everybody knows they have a great program and they can do it. As much as we want to hate the Patriots, they're a good team. And we all know that. They show that every year, you know. So I just
want
to let you know that I did put money for the Patriots.
Now.
we've got another caller on the switchboard that hasn't been with us for quite some time that I'd like to bring up. He hasn't said hi to us in ages.
You don't even have to mention his name. His name, right? We all know his voice.
Absolutely. Nope.
Or Shady.
Say hi to us, caller.
Hey, Michelle Costa. I need to be in your nail beds to keep you warm.
Oh, I know
hey,
this
John,
is
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
My cracker.
We don't even have to introduce this caller. How are you, John?
I'm good. I'm living the single life.
Long time no hear from.
Join the party. Join the party. I've been there for a while, and it's good. John, I know you have something to say about the Patriots because you're a Pats fan.
I am a huge Pats fan. However, I have a New Orleans Saints ring on my shelf.
What?
Well, you know, we forgive. We have plenty of room on the bandwagon. So if you fall off and want to jump back on, you're not going to get the same seat, but you'll get the upper deck like I did yesterday.
Did you see that game with the New Orleans Saints? The one that went right to the wire.
If I was there, and probably if I was there now.
That was an obscene day. My friend from New Orleans was going crazy when they.
Oh no, I was there. Yes.
He was going absolutely nuts.
I remember the beads, and I remember what people were doing for the beads.
When he does a text, he texts like 15, 20 people all at once, and all of them on that game were just inundating my phone. My phone was going crazy because I'm getting all these New Orleans Saints fans, giving it to the Pat. Boom, they come in at the last second.
Yep, and we win it. So, once again, Pats.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Now, Mr. John Crocker, we have Cowboy on. Are you going to be able to grace us with your presence down in, you know, New Hampshire? We miss you. We want you to come.
I will do my best to be there, yes.
Well, since Michelle brought it up, Michelle, I have a confirmed list that I can read off that I know without question a doubt these people will be there.
Okay, let's do that because we have a great, oh, my God, Cowboy. I'm like, sorry, before you say anything, I'm like so excited because this is by far going to be so intense. It's been a four-day event, and it's going to be so involving with everybody if you're there. I can't wait. Okay, go ahead.
So, everybody, I'm going to save that one for last. Okay, so we got Gene from the Glass House. We have Kara from Big Brother 14, Playmate of the Year. We have Jesse Kowanski, I should have skipped her last name, from this season of Big Brother. We have Judd from this season of Big Brother. We have Alyssa from this season of Big Brother. We have yours truly, Michelle Costa. We have Chef Joe Arvin. We have Gin City, Adam Pock, Jim Vlagla. We all know Jim, so his last name is always hard to pronounce.
Impossible.
Yes. We have Patrick Kaus from The Biggest Loser. We have Dina from Amazing Race. We have Eric Stein. And besides myself, we have Richard Hatch.
From season one of Survivor.
Holy moly, guys. I just feel like we should just go all naked and just run through the streets of New Hampshire.
We probably will. What are you talking about?
Oh, my goodness.
We haven't gotten there yet, Cowboy.
If it's not that, it's going to be the chicken outfit. I mean, gosh, or the unitard. We don't know what's going to happen. Who knows? Get there. You have to get there because
I will be there.
It's going to be awesome.
I'm probably only going to be able to be there on Friday night, but I will be there.
Well,
you know
what's
going
on?
It's
going to
be incredible.
Cowboy, if we're going to talk about, like, the agenda, do you want to start with Thursday and then get into Friday and Saturday just so people know? Because, okay, John Crocker can't make it there. Amy Diaz from Amazing Race.
We'll tie John Crocker up and make him stay the rest of the time.
Yeah, of course. We're going to kidnap him. Amy Diaz from Amazing Race said she might be able to make it up there, the 5th and the 6th. I'm working on that right now. So if you can't make it all the days, it's okay. I mean, you're local. You're like an hour, 2 hours away. Just the day or 2 days, fill us in, Cowboy, on the agenda.
All right. So Thursday night, starting around 8:30, we will do bowling until midnight, which is great. You can purchase any reality star to bowl with you if they're there that night. There's not all of us that's going to be there for that Thursday night. However, there's quite a few of us there for the Thursday night. So if you,
I'll be there.
I will
be
there.
You can buy me. You can buy my sexy Portuguese self. So that's a good, I just pimped myself out, I think. Wait a minute.
Shady, I think, Shady said that he would pay an extra some money to have a date with you. So he's basically two-time you and Jesse.
Whoa. Listen, I'm not second. I'm not second.
Oh, my goodness. So, and then you got Judd, you have Jesse, you have Alyssa. I think Alyssa's coming in on the Thursday night. I really, Panther talked to her and Michelle, so I don't know. My understanding, I know that she's coming in, I just don't know what night. So I can't really necessarily confirm her for the Thursday night just because I haven't talked to her.
I can't either. She actually contacted me, you guys. I had a conversation with her prior to her being on here and then when she was on here. And then I passed along her information. So I can't say when she's going to be here, but I know she's going to. That's
absolutely
all I know, and that's awesome.
There's going to be a good little group on Thursday. We know two of this season that's actually going to be there for sure. So, you know, I think they're going to go pretty quick. And so it's going to be a fun little entertainment, bowling and pitchers of beer or pitchers of Kool-Aid, whatever you want to say. And then on
Cuckoo Kool-Aid.
On Friday night, I'm really excited because we have a dinner cooked by Chef Joe Arvin, a big brother,
ooh,
and myself. I'm actually stepping down and letting Chef take over just because.
Is that going to happen? I don't know.
Michelle and
Cowboys. I don't think the Cowboys are going to be able to step down fully. I think he's still going to put his hands. He's still going to dabble. Right.
I will still be right next to him.
I know
absolutely.
That. I know that.
I have to interrupt
Cherry,
right
what?
Here. Just so you guys know, Panther just called in. She's on the air, so we have all three of the board members of Toys for Tots on air with us. I just want to let you know that Panther is with us. Say hi, Panther.
Hi, Panther.
Oh my goodness. And then, of course, you know, I'm pretty sure Chi-Town Joe will be in the corner pouting because Chef Joe Arvin can cook better than him. Oh snap. I'm joking.
Ooh.
It's gonna be great to have him in the kitchen with us. And
I'm so excited. I can't wait till Chef Joe cooks. I'm sorry. I was doing a dance.
And then,
ladies and
gentlemen, Gin City's band, finally, after two years of asking, Gin City's band will be coming on and playing for us, and we know that she's going to entertain us to the fullest. And I am ecstatic, and I know Panther is, I know Michelle is, and everyone else. It's going to be some fun time.
Now, Cowboy,
can
you tell people where that's going to be, that they are going to be able to see Gin City play?
Panther?
That would be at the Portsmouth Family Moose Lodge, Friday night's dinner.
The Moosey Moosey.
1163 Sagamore Ave, Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
And which the price of the dinner this year, guys, we did go up, and it's only the only reason is because we got bigger and we got big names this year. The price of the dinner is $25 a head, but guarantee you will love it. You will enjoy the food.
It's Chef Joe Arvin cooking it.
Well,
absolutely.
I mean, not even that, but like he said, I mean, we have so many more reality stars, and we're talking about Gin City's band playing, so it's not even like you're just getting the dinner, you're getting dinner entertainment. I think actually that's a bargain, if anything.
That
is a bargain.
I was expecting you to say something different, so when you said $25, I was like, yeah, you know what, that's a bargain, you guys.
That's a deal.
Dinner. I remember last year that we did karaoke, which we ended up doing. You never know what's going to happen, and boy, was karaoke fun. So if we have Gin City, we have dinner, and who knows what's going to happen with all these stars, it's worth it.
Hell yeah. That's a steal.
Jerry, are you
We got Richard Hatch, too, guys. I mean, that's a big name.
Yeah.
Jerry?
Yes.
Jerry, are you going to be there?
Yes, with my husband this year.
Then that's my only reason that I want to come. You and Dizzy Panther and Michelle. And, well, it's you guys. I'm not really concerned about all the stars, but I would really like to see you guys.
Well, you didn't throw my name out there, which I'm hurt because I literally put on the toboggan hat that you purchased me that says New Hampshire on today because we actually had cold weather today.
Did you? It would not be New Hampshire Toys for Tots without Cowboy being there. You go without saying, so. But
well, thank you. I tell you what, John, we're looking forward to having you there, and it's going to be a good time just with friends and family.
Like I said, it's probably only going to be, if I can make it, it's going to be on Friday night.
I'll tie you up and kidnap you for the rest of the days.
Well, guess what? If you tie him up, then guess what, Cowboy? Time for you to tell us what Cherry's tying up John Crocker Saturday night thing for. So Saturday night is Chop Shop.
It is the Chop Shop, and it's always a good time at the Chop Shop. We have a lot of fans that love going out there, and you know, everyone at the Chop Shop does very well on bringing us toys and money for Toys for Tots. It's always been successful, and we're looking forward to it. And we may have some special treats along the way for raffles. However, we cannot express it, and we're hoping we can tweak some things. I think there's a way that we might have been able to get around PayPal. Where people that is not going to make it to the event will be able to donate and be able to get raffle tickets. So we think that we've got a way around that.
Sweet.
Where our account won't get shut down.
Jeepers. Well, you know what? I know it's going to be so successful as usual. You guys got to understand that the Chop Shop is a cool bar. I mean, there's different rooms, but the rooms start getting taken over by toys because everybody who comes in has to bring toys, and they're bringing toys after toys where there's pool tables. You don't see the pool tables anymore. They've turned into, like, auction blocks, and, you know, there's barely, like, a way to get in. It's, like, it's amazing, and the people that run it are extremely helpful. You know, working together as one, we've done so much. So the more the word spreads, which it has, and it's doing now, we're expanding into different types of reality shows, and it's reaching out. This is awesome, you guys. Aren't you guys super excited? I'm like, I'm so excited. And so is Mama Costa, by the way. She can't wait to see all of you guys.
I tell you what, I'm more excited.
They had boxes last year that were the size of like what am I trying to say? Like a spa, like a hot tub, but it was like double depth. These huge boxes, I have no idea where they got them, but they were running over with toys. That they were as tall as I was, and the toys were running over the tops of them.
Yeah.
And they had two of them. And that's how many toys they brought in. I was amazed at the toys that
absolutely.
They had.
I remember my butt freezing because I was helping loading up the toys in the U-Haul. And, oh, my goodness, I remember trying to undo the
lock. You guys remember
lock.
We had,
an assembly line.
Yeah, we had literally an assembly line out the door into U-Haul that ended up being broken down the next day, and then finally was able to get some, I think it was like a battery or something like that. Do you guys remember that? That happened last year.
Yeah, that assembly line. It was amazing. There was tons of people that would just pass gift after gift after gift. It was like a big assembly line going out the door and out into the U-Haul from those big boxes.
It was awesome.
And, oh,
well,
my gosh, it was crazy.
And this year we're going to need triple the people because I guarantee you, I mean, it's going to be crazy. I mean, it's just it gets better each year, but this year, gosh, it's going to be the best ever. And we casted the best people for the best charity, and we have amazing board that really cares about this organization. And, you know, we have learned over the years, and we have grown from that, and it gets better and better each year. And I tell you, one person, and I have to keep throwing her name out there, Jesse from Big Brother 15, she's incredibly still raising money for Toys for Tots, and she's just incredible. I talked to her today on the phone, and I almost, Michelle, you would have done the same thing. I just started tearing up, and I said, you know what? I said, we need more people like you out there, you know, and it's so amazing how this is her first year, and she's made an impression on us already. You know, she's just an incredible young lady, and I'm just looking forward to just getting to spend some time with her.
I cannot wait. I mean, you guys, like, it's crazy to think that we have Thanksgiving this week. I mean, next week is Toys for Tots week. It seems to be flying by, but right now, in the time of our lives, are the most amazing moments, memories that we're going to be able to have with our friends and family, and to have this to be kind of like one of those, like, you know, between Thanksgiving and New Year's, it's like 6 weeks, to have this be a part of it and to be able to help. And I know, without by far asking everybody that's on here and listening, it's the last day for me. It's the last day for me, Cowboy, that goes to the itinerary. It's the toys going where they're supposed to be for the ability to pick them up, and the kids coming in, Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus. I mean, come on. By far, that's my favorite moment, you guys, right?
Absolutely. The hottest Mrs. Claus ever.
Yeah, that would be the Princess Claus.
That is awesome.
Princess Claus.
And I tell you what, it takes amazing people to continue to do this every year, and it seems like we grab someone amazing each year to be able to give back. And, you know, I can honestly say that I know that every year we say this is going to be the best year, but I can look at everything, the funds and everything, and say, you know what? I don't think we've ever been into an event where we're already in a positive. And we're so static that if we're already in a positive before we even started, what is it going to turn out to be? You know, it has to be better. I don't see it going into the negative at this given point. So it's one of them things where you guys will see miracles this year, guaranteed.
Well, and not only
is Santa and Mrs. Claus coming, but Cruddy is making an appearance this year.
Who?
Cruddy, the elf.
Who's Cruddy? Oh, the elf.
Wait, is Elfie going to be with us? Is Elfie me and Cowboy's baby? I mean, Mama.
Hey, Michelle, think about that. Michelle, who's the elf?
Oh, God. Well, it could be a lot of possibilities.
You don't remember who wore the elf costume on Big Brother?
Yes, I do. Interesting. Go. That's going to be fun. I'm excited. I mean, I cannot wait. So just to be a person from the outside looking in, how can they say they want to go to a certain event? Is there a base area website that they can go that they can find out how to get there, tickets? Do they want to get in contact with us? Let us know what the primary location is for information.
The primary page would be on Facebook, the Big Brother Fan Club Toys for Tots, Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And don't worry that you don't have tickets, because we have plenty and they're going to be sold right at the door.
And there's going to be like a location where they can find the directions easily and all that. Nowadays with technology, yes, but you know, there's people out there that want to know. I still being asked all the questions. I send them the invites and they still ask me the directions. I'm like, so it's easily to find. It's Googleable. All that stuff and information is in the site, correct? Where they need to
Michelle,
go to.
Michelle, I need the directions to your house.
Cowboy, you have them. Stop lying. See, ask Cowboy what's going on right now. Cowboy, are you right?
You know, I tell you what, you can go to the website, and all the addresses to all of our events is on the page. It's
except
actually
my house.
Except to Michelle's house. But guys, really, if you go to the Big Brother Fan Club Facebook, you can find that on Michelle Costa's. You can find that on Cherry Garcia's. You can find that on Panthers, my page. You can go to it and be a part of it. Even if you cannot go, you can still put comments. You can still watch us. We will be on Tiny Chats. We usually are every year. That will continue to happen, I'm pretty sure, knowing Panther. We do live feeds for free. Live feeds for free. As long as we can get the internet broadcast, I could see us setting up and you can watch us bowl. We do pretty good about if we can get the internet to work on our computers, there is Tiny Chats that will obviously air us, and you don't pay a dime. You get to be a part of it
for free,
sitting on your couch. How amazing is that? We're not asking anything to watch our feeds. So you can watch us sing like a fool for free. However, if you find it in your heart, there's always ways to help.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So there's no excuse. I mean, if you guys are in the area within the Northeast, even New York, New Jersey, I mean, Eastern Canada, try to make it to one of the events. There's so much going on. There's going to be so many different types of events where you're not going to miss out. There's going to be everybody there. So, and if you can't make it, try to at least, you know, get a toy to your local charity, your local Toys for Tots. Try to do
absolutely
something. I mean, especially the fact that they're free. Why not, like, hey, you guys are getting it for free, maybe, you know, send a gift somehow through one of the reality stars or somebody. All right. I'm so excited. Do you guys think that there's going to be any more added? I mean, there is a couple other names that are in limbo. Is that correct? Or is this confirmed there's no more room for anybody else? Because we always have room, right?
To answer that, Michelle, Shane from last season is very interested, and he is looking
He's
into
right
a couple.
He's right around the corner. He's in Vermont. Come on, Shane,
yeah.
Come join the party.
So he's looking into a couple of things, but one thing I can say is when I told him that, you know, I may not be able to get him on the T-shirt, he was like, it's not about the T-shirt, it's about giving. And so that is
aww
the people that we need there. And so it's one of those things where I think everyone pounding him on Twitter, I think it's a good, you know, a good possibility that he may come. So
excuse me, and unless I missed it, what T-shirt are you talking about?
Okay, so we are going to have T-shirts again this year for the event, just like we did last year. And and those will be available for, I think we decided, $15. And the Reality Stars will sign it this year. Everyone that's there, we will do a signed session. So for $15 for a T-shirt, the Reality Stars will autograph it, and obviously it goes to Toys for Tots, and you cannot beat that deal either. It's a guaranteed autograph this year.
Yeah, you know, I'm actually going to be bringing some pictures in myself, my user card that I will be signing and giving away to everybody during the festivities. So I know Cowboy does that as well. And it's just something I want to do special, you know, added to what they're coming to such a great event and to have, you know, just like a piece of a memory of history because, you know, so far this has been a few years. I mean, gosh, Cowboy, I remember when I was by myself, so this is fantastic to see Panther, right? I mean, you must agree with me. You're the little mommy of this little seed that's just turned into, like, you know, just a garden.
You know
Shady
what?
Says
and
in
you
the
know
chat
what?
Room
Panther.
You should wear the unitard.
She may, and she looks hot in it. I've seen it up close personal. But
oh,
anyway,
wow.
I'm going to throw another secret out there, what we're working on. And I don't think Panther's going to have a problem because this is advertisement. You know, I did say that we're working on, you know, people on the outside able to bid on the raffle this year. And, you know, we will get that out to y'all shortly when we have all the info. But this year, let me tell you what is one of my prize possessions this year. Michelle, are you ready for this?
I don't know if I am, but go ahead.
You're going to be stoked. Bring your extra money because I tell you what, I'm going to put my money and tickets into this. I have a limited edition poker chip of all the Reality Stars that will be at Toys for Tots 2013. So what you will do, it will include everyone that is there for this season. We will autograph it on the back of these poker chips, and they will be auctioned off in our raffle tickets all as one set.
Hello. That's pretty awesome. I mean, I think that, I'll be honest, I don't know if we can do this. I'm throwing it out there. I had no idea about this. We need to have a poker tournament during this. No, we have to. Saturday during the day, we are doing the Chop Shop meet and greet night. We need to do a poker tournament to make these chips even more worth it. Let's do it.
Poker chips are going to be valuable. That's a one-of-a-kind set.
I mean,
set.
What do you, like, let's do it. Are you scared, Cowboy? Because I'm always the winner.
Michelle, I won that day back in 2000.
Let's do it. Can we make it happen? I'm sure there's a lot of other people that are coming that would love to join. And let's make some fun with this.
Okay, I'll tell you what.
What?
So I tell you what. I'll throw this out there. I'll visit with Panther and get with you. And what we'll do is I will say this. We will put one poker set on the raffle for people to donate their tickets in, and I will have a set for the winner of a poker tournament that we have to throw in somehow in our busy schedule, but I'm pretty sure we can make it work, and the winner gets the poker set.
Well, you listen, you figure it out. We'll figure it out. We'll have to, because, I mean, there's got to be a poker match between you and me, Cowboy, somehow, some way. Everybody else is just there. It's really between you and the princess.
Hey,
That's behind closed doors.
Yeah, so don't tell anybody, even though we're talking about this on the radio show right now. So, okay, fantastic. We're going to be signing poker chips. Let's pretend like we're going to do a Men in Black. Everybody just got the flash. And we're back. So, Cowboy, I am ecstatic about it. It's literally a few weeks late. I just want to actually talk about something other than, because you guys weren't on the line when we were talking about this. You know, Thanksgiving is around the corner, Cowboy. So I and, obviously everybody here in the Ravioli family want to know what's going on with you and your family for Thanksgiving.
Well, Michelle, I do have to work on Thanksgiving, which is just part of the everyday American dream. But I will get off around 4 or 6 o'clock in the afternoon, and we will, my children and my mother and I, and hashtag my daughter's boyfriend. We won't go there. We'll come we'll come together and we will do Thanksgiving. And I tell you what, I couldn't ask for a better Thanksgiving to be around with my kids.
So you're saying there's going to be extra company this year?
we did add one for Thanksgiving this year. And, however, Michelle, there's always an invitation for you to come and have Thanksgiving with us.
Oh, that's the extra. Okay, well. We see where this conversation is going. Down the tube quickly. All right. Anyway, Miss Panther Darling, what about your Thanksgiving plans?
Unfortunately.
Am I coming over as well?
Sure. Anybody can come over because I don't think I'm going very far this year.
Panther, you got something for the raffle table. Did you want to talk about it, or is that going to be a surprise for everyone?
Yes. Can you talk a little bit about it, Panther Party, please?
Okay. Well, Saturday afternoon, my roommate and I, we took a ride. We heard that there was a reality star about an hour and a half away from me. So
that about 10 minutes from me.
And I texted you. And we decided to take a ride. And what we got for the raffle table is 2 bottles of Big Ange wine, and it is autographed by Big Ange herself.
Well, you guys know that Panda right now is talking about everybody knows who Big Ange is. I mean, she made her appearance on the Mob Wives, and she obviously is Big Ange show, and then also the Miami Monkey. And she has also been here on Manic Mondays, and Panther got to meet her. I hope everybody saw the pictures. How's her wine? Is it yummy? I want some.
I'm not a wine drinker, so my roommate absolutely loved it.
Sounds good to me. Sign me up.
The bottles, I've seen the bottles, and they're really cool. So,
that's mine. I want to win that. I want to win that.
Big Ange wine. That's
watch out,
mine.
People,
I'm gonna put my raffle tickles.
All right, Jerry.
That.
Just let's see what happens. It was the World Series, and we saw what happened. So it's gonna be the World Series of the Big Ange wine. Bring it on. Anyway, that's so awesome, Panther. And I know you have a lot more under that purring panther paw of yours.
I can't wait to see what's up there.
And I hope
it's
you guys got to see the pictures, because not only did Big Ange look amazing, but wait, what? Panther, you look amazing. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. You just, seriously, I was looking at Ange. I was, like, looking at that Panther, like, what?
That's what I said.
Panther, do you want to share with everybody what's been happening with you, if they haven't known already? But, oh, my God, girl.
People aren't going to know Panther when they see her, because she is smoking hot right now.
Stop.
You, I'm not kidding anybody. Michelle's just broken the news. I'm just backing her up. It's the
there
truth.
There you go.
Smoking
so,
hot.
Miss Panther?
Yeah.
Talk about spill the beanos, you little cougar, you.
Okay. Before Panther went in for a total knee replacement, Panther was out there exercising her ass off. And when I say that, I mean literally. I've lost.
Like your ass fell off?
60 pounds lost.
Woo!
Hot mama.
Good job. Good job.
I mean, she is smoking hot. I couldn't believe, when I saw her pictures, I was just like, it looks like she went back 20 years. And I told her that, too.
Guys, keep your hands off.
All right, well,
that
you
goes
guys,
for you, too, cowboy.
That's, yeah, especially cowboy. Especially cowboy. Well, you guys, you know what? Between cowboy and cherry, I'm going to throw you guys a fact. You know how, like I was talking about earlier in the show? Now, a fun fact, right? So, cowboy, your flight to New Hampshire or Boston, it's going to be how many hours?
I think it's less than 2.5 hours.
Okay. 2.5 hours, not bad. And Miss Cherry, your flight hours, what's it going to be?
I know, but I know it arrives at 4:20.
So it's going to be like 4 or 5 hours maybe?
Something like that. Maybe 3-something.
Okay. So crazy thing happened today. So this flight now, it can't be recorded as the longest flight because it technically didn't go from where it planned, well, where it definitely left from and where it was supposed to land because it landed in the wrong airport, okay? So think about this. Singapore to Newark, this flight was a little bit over 19 hours.
Oof.
Can you guys imagine being on a flight for 19 hours?
You know, I've been on a flight for 10 hours, and that drove me crazy.
Crazy, right? So when you're in that flight, Cherry, Cowboy, and you're angry because of, like, maybe a little flight delay, think about 19 hours in the air. But the actual longest flight that has been timed is Atlanta to Johannesburg. 17 hours and 30 minutes. So that's the longest flight. So even then, think about your flights being just Toys for Tots away. Can't wait. Isn't that exciting to know that you're not going to be on for 19 hours? Can you imagine being in the air for that long?
No.
I was on the air for 17 hours. It was a little bit less. I went to Australia, but I guess it didn't count because I stopped in California and did a layover. So it was 6 hours to California, and then it was like a little bit over 13 hours to Australia. And it was like 23 hours time difference.
I'd go to jail.
Oh my goodness. I tell you, I've been on a flight for 10 hours and that was tough, you know, so I can only imagine 19 hours and only Michelle Costa, the princess of Rhode Island, could, you know, put that in perspective that a 2.5 hour flight is nothing.
Well, no, but I just, like, thought, like, you know, like, I think about it, and I'm like, you know, I think sometimes we don't really grasp things. And I'm like, I heard this today when I was watching the news, and I'm like, oh, my God, 19 hours? I don't know about you guys. I have ADHD. I, like, would have to, like, get up and stand up, like, to be confined in this plane with all these people coughing and sneezing and farting for 19 hours.
I, like I said, I would go to jail. I would, I would,
So
they
I just
thought,
I was like, that would be
jacket.
Great to talk about seeing that, you know, Cowboy and Cherry being taking a flight. They're going to be like, whoa, you know what? I remember that story that Michelle said, and this flight is awesome. Even if this person is farting next to me, Cowboy.
Grr.
Anyway, so I'm now, Mr. Cowboy, are you going to be doing, because I know you do your show, are you going to be doing a show still on Thursday? I wanted to ask you about that. How is that going to work?
On this Thursday or next Thursday?
Well, the Thursday coming for when Toys for Tots is happening.
So, you know, since you brought up, what we can do is I think we can address both Thursdays. I think this Thursday, because it is Thanksgiving, we're not
okay,
going to
yeah.
have a show out of the respect of our fans and the followers of the show. And there's just so many of us that has families, and we just, you know, it's a holiday that is forgiven, I think. And then next Thursday, we will be doing a live show in New Hampshire, and we will try to choreograph that. I think Terry and I was talking, what we're going to try to do that is pull one or two from bowling, and we're going to do a show and then just, you know, switch all in and out. So we will still be doing a round table show, but it will be done live in New Hampshire like we did in Kentucky, so we're really ecstatic about that.
Cowboy, we'll have to get together, because if it's like what we did in Kentucky, that
no, 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 no. We're going to do it all on phones.
Okay.
I promise. It's gonna be on phones. I promise. It won't be like that. I mean, when we did the zip lining under the caves, when we did one phone and did an interview with a phone, that's what we will do. We will not do what we did this last trip, Paul.
Is that okay with you, Paul? It sounds like it's going to be good. It's going to benefit you somehow, so yay.
Well, it turned into something that we thought would be a better idea that just didn't pan out to be a better idea, but we will literally just use one phone and make it work, and it will be a lot better, I promise you, Paul. If not, then we'll pour tar on Cherry and throw feathers on her.
Yay. Michelle,
can we
start calling
for
nothing.
Christmas, too? No. You know what? We'll figure it out. I'm sure that you guys are going to have it all figured out. I don't know what happened, but
well,
it's going to be
the
okay.
Thing is
we're going to make
it through all this. We used microphones, and it echoed, and we couldn't,
they couldn't
hear
us. Well, then you're going to have to use phones, and then we'll make sure that everything's built up.
Yeah. We used my like a microphone thing, and it didn't work. It just didn't pan out. So
lessons learned.
Anyway, we'll use phones. Michael can call in with his cell phone. I can call in with mine, and it'll sound basically
cool,
just like we're doing.
Yeah, Cherry could have one guest, and I can have one guest in one room. We'll make it interesting where y'all will love, because Richard Hatch, ladies and gentlemen, will be there. Michelle Costa and Mama Costa will be there. So I'm pretty sure that, I know Michelle Costa very well, so I'm pretty sure she will give us an interview. So I think it'll be okay.
I'll have to talk to my
Kara
people.
And
I'll
Michael
have my
together.
People call your people.
Hey, and speaking
Wait, Cherry,
of Mama
can you
Costa,
call, Cherry, can you call Cowboy and say that it's okay? And Mama Costa will be involved. Oh, my God, you guys, funny story. So, listen, this is like a little bit out of what we're talking about. But so since I've been out of Big Brother, I haven't been able to add anybody on my Facebook in 4 years, a little bit over 4 years. They actually put like a stop at you at like 5,000. Somehow I had 5,600, whatever, at one time. So my mom, obviously everybody knows, has recently been a Facebook, which I call monster. And so I haven't been able to be her friend. And so I have like 1,700 people or something on wait. And then I went on my Facebook and it says, you have a request for a friend. And I thought it was weird. And I looked and it was just some random person. And so every time I get like a random request like that, I try to see if I could add somebody. So I go to my mom and I click add, because she put add friend. And I clicked on it and it says, you are friends with your mom or Margarita Costa. And I was like, shut the front door. And I was like, oh, my God, my mom's going to bug out because I haven't been able to add anybody in 4 years. I can't even add my mom, my aunt, nothing. But whoever's been my friend beforehand, I have been. So that's why Cherry, you know, Paul, everybody, I'm friends with you guys. So my mom calls me at like 12 o'clock today, and she's like, Michelle, I woke up today at 5:30 this morning before I go to work, and I go to my Facebook. And I see the most amazing thing I've ever seen in my life. I said, what, Mama Costa? I can be friends with my daughter. And she was the happiest thing ever. And she put, honey, we are finally together on Facebook. Beijing, you love you, Mom. And it means kisses, love you, Mom, whatever. And I laughed so hard. I was able to add my aunt and add somebody I can't remember, and then it denied me where I couldn't add anybody else. I could add only three people. But so today was the day I was able to add my mom on Facebook. And so I put on this post, so glad I was able to add you. And this girl that I've known forever, she goes, this is very weird. Why couldn't you add your mom on Facebook? And so I told her, I said, I haven't been able to add anybody. And she goes, well, I guess I was a lucky one. And I go, yeah, you were. But it was just so funny. Everybody, if you guys know my mom, she's just so flipping cute. And so all day long, she has been saying how happy she is that she's friends with me on Facebook. And I told her, well, I better stop revealing secrets then. I don't want you to know too much about me.
That is too funny. You know, the thing is, Michelle, the thing is three people dropped you, and that's why you were able to add your family. So I'm glad three people, you lost three fans today.
Yay. I'm sorry, but I've been waiting for this for, like, ever. You guys don't even know. I haven't been able to add anybody in maybe over 5 years.
That shows how loyal you are to your fans, Michelle, because most people would have went and picked out three or four, five, ten people that and would have dropped them so you could add your own mother and your own family to your Facebook.
I had 5,600 at some time. I don't even know how that happened because they said the limit's 5,000. So, like, even my mom was like, why can't you just delete people? And I'm like, Mom, first off, I'd have to delete 600 people. And even if that happens, I don't even know if I'm going to be able to add you. And I said, and at the same time, you know, I've been doing my show forever, and I've been, you know, that's networking. I've been part of charities. What happens if I delete the wrong person? What happens if I delete the person that's donated to Toys for Tots, that's been a Manic Money listener, that's been a Rad Reality Show lover, that's loved Rad Ron and they followed me, that's loved Michelle's Place and contributed, that was my teammate that paid for me to be on their golf tournament? I don't know. So I'm sorry, like, I can't put every single name and face of how they are my Facebook friend. They might be somebody, they might be nobody, they might be a faceless contributor that's been a person that's contributed to every charity that I've posted. How am I going to go and say, I'm going to delete you to be friends with my mom on Facebook when I can be with her in real life and you can be an asset to more than anything that I ever know? Who am I to make that decision? I can't do that.
You know, that's why I'm madly in love with you.
And you stalk me and you say something, yeah, I'm going to block you and then I'm going to tell everybody. But I can't in my position. No, but, I mean, you guys know that. I mean, Cowboy knows the same thing. In our position, I can't just go delete you. This is it's bigger than me. It's bigger than me and my mom. Me and my mom, I can call her. But this person from Vietnam, I'm not going to erase them because I never know.
Oh, right.
You know? So today was such a great day. And now my mom's going to stalk my life. Help! Even more than she does now. I love it.
We've got a couple people on the switchboard. Do you want to take some calls?
Let's do it.
Okie doke. We've got, we still have Mr. John Cracker on with us, and I'm going to bring up a couple more. We have a full house here. We've got Mr. Shady on with us, and I'm going to bring on at the same time Chi-Town Joe.
Hello,
hello.
Lord help us all.
Well, hello, Shady. Hello, Joe.
Hello,
Shady,
Michelle.
Let's start with you. How are you doing this lovely manic Monday evening? Are you stuffed like a pinata yet or what?
And what's funny is I was trash-talking you and Cowboy both in the chat room, and neither one of you can see anything I was saying.
because you don't mean nothing to us.
Well, no, I'll be happy to say to your face. What I was saying is, you guys were talking about what we in the poker game, and I was just saying that I'd be happy to embarrass both of you in poker.
See, Cowboy, I told you this is going to start a frenzy. The fish are biting. Let's be the piranhas and bite them out and take final two. What do you think? Final two deal.
I think we could do it.
All right. Well,
I'm sorry.
So
the Shady,
so Shady, are you saying that if we can come up with some kind of poker tournament, you want in?
Oh, without a doubt, hands down. I guarantee I'll last longer than both of you.
Wait, you're talking about poker, right? Because I last long in a lot of things. Oh, wait, I'm sorry.
Michelle, I know that very closely. But, Shady, just so you know, I don't know if you know the history of a huge poker game that Michelle Costa and I played in, that you're up against two amazing poker players, and you have no chance whatsoever.
That's only because you two have never played poker against me.
Well, there we go. I think we have ourselves the start of a Saturday afternoon poker brawl. I don't know. We'll figure it out, but I think that this has to happen.
No,
right, Kelly, Katie?
Just because you can bluff everybody else doesn't mean you'll be able to blow smoke up my butt.
Ooh.
You know, the thing is, you probably would like it.
No, my name is not Michelle.
Oh, listen, just because my pants ripped don't mean I like the air flowing out. Okay, let's go to Chi-Town Joe. Hello.
Michelle. Hi, Michelle.
Hi,
Joe.
Hi.
How you doing? Can't wait to get a big hug from you next week.
Oh, boy.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I get a hug from you all the time.
Step off. Step off, Cowboy. This is my time. Yes, Cal?
But
yes,
you know
Cal?
What? I wanted to. Yes. You're talking about your lovely mother whose birthday is tomorrow, right?
No, her birthday is Black Friday.
Oh, okay. Close. Anyway, you know, I get everything she puts out for some odd reason.
Wait,
but the problem,
she doesn't put out anything for free.
No, I know that. No, I know that. But you know what's so funny, Michelle? Everything's in Portuguese, so I can never understand what the hell she's talking about.
She does her English things, and then she does her Portuguese things. She's like, she's bilingual.
Yeah, I'm getting everything in Portuguese, so I'm going to have to put a translator on it.
Yeah, Google Translate, baby.
Yeah, because it's so hard, and I want to write her back, but
Well, you know? She's going to be obviously attacking my Facebook now that me and her are friends, so watch out.
Oh yeah, I know how that is. I'm just really psyched, like Cherry and everybody else, to be coming, and I'm just looking forward to seeing John and all our good friends and having fun at the Chop Shop, you know, not getting drunk this year, so.
I might have to jump in on that poker game.
Oh.
Yeah, Shady, you
so
got
to
watch out.
I'll be happy to
just
get to know about
you guys. Right now. Cowboy, I might have started something that, guess what, I'm going to end as the winner. What?
Oh, I thought you meant you were going to end it when you lose first.
You don't even know what you are in for, Shady McGrady. And my mom is my poker distraction, so don't even make me get Mama Costa involved.
That's true. You know, make sure, Cowboy, you get the money out of
it. You know what? She is like the stealth. She's like the Portuguese. She's like the queen princess stealth.
But the thing is when I beat Michelle Costa several years ago, Mama Costa
which is
was
a lie,
not there.
Which is a lie, because you never beat
there.
Me. You never beat me. It's a controversy, and I still, to this day, won, and you know it. So.
You know what? You won my heart. That's the only thing you won that night.
Listen, this isn't like, hey, Dateline, like the date hotline number late night.
Yeah, you better be getting that $200
Mondays,
for
baby.
Jesse first from Shady before he plays you, Michelle. You're going to take every last penny. You're going to take his pants, his shirt, his socks, and make him walk home.
Great. I want to play against him at that moment during poker, because what else does he have to lose? I can see his poker face, I guess you could say. Yummy. New Hampshire doesn't even know. I think we need to send New Hampshire a letter and let them know what they're in for, and let them give them basically one of those Big Brother 15 disclaimers.
You know what, Michelle? You know, to this day, I still get letters of the people that was in the hotel room, and there was a chicken going around just pecking at things. And so I have to apologize every day there was a chicken let loose in New Hampshire.
Listen, that chicken was a sexy fucking chicken. Excuse my language.
It was
the cutest thing ever, okay? And, you know, it just let its feathers out. I let my hair down, it let its feathers out. And it let a lot of other things out.
So everyone knows there is a chicken outfit that I own. And the very first year of New Hampshire, I wanted to just, I guess, make a great appearance. And so what I did was I brought this chicken outfit and I put it on the plane before I landed in New Hampshire. So I literally walked through the airplane and the airport of New Hampshire with a chicken outfit. just to make a point. And, you know, I have to honestly say that was the first time that I was able to show my cock in public and not get arrested for it.
Yes, that was the first time your cock was out in public. Yep.
And it was incredible. I know, right? And you know, when Panther picked me up,
that's why they made
Panther
you go
went.
Through the X-ray machine. They were like, "We don't believe this cock. Go through the X-ray machine."
Panther,
I'm sorry,
when
go
you
ahead.
Saw. Panther, when you saw me, what did you think for the first time seeing me in the rooster or the chicken outfit?
I was like, Boston Logan Airport. Oh, no, he didn't.
Did. Yeah. Like, they were calling like the terrorists, like, like SWAT team, like, you need to come out here. You need to come out here now. We have a wild chicken, and he's country.
Yeah, they had to give me all the vaccinations and everything, so I had to get shot.
Kentucky Fried Chicken has one missing.
They were like, Kentucky Fried Chicken has one loose. So wait, Panther, what were your thoughts on picking up a chicken? What did you think? Where was the barbecue sauce at? What was your thoughts? I need the ranch dressing.
Yeah, right. But he left such an impression that the kids, Charlie and Jazzy, still today call him Cowboy Chickenhead.
And
guys, what happened after that?
Hey, and you know, and the thing is we were at the hotel room, and Michelle Costa's like, give me that dang outfit. Give me that. Give it. She puts it on. She goes in the freaking lobby of the hotel. She's pecking at the leaves of the plant in front of the lobby, and people are just looking at her. She was a perfect chicken. I mean, to this day, that's always been her and I's ideal thing to do, because she grabbed that chicken and she owned it like it was no other. And she was an incredible, incredible chicken.
I was the best chicken head out there.
Oh, my God.
No, like the lady at the front desk was looking at me and I was pecking the coffee pot. So I was pecking the coffee pot. I kept pecking at it. Like, I was drinking my little coffee in the morning, you know. It's like 4 a.m. and I'm pecking away, and the lady's just looking at me. And I'm looking at the lady, and I'm pecking at the front desk, and I'm pecking.
You know, I
and
think that was the only year that we got called on.
But wait, there's this weird kind of tail connected to this cocker rooster thing. And I kept grabbing it and, like, smacking people with it and stuff, and it seems kind of weird and like kind of like a porno video, but I mean no harm, and I meant no foul, no pun intended, to the chicken.
No foul play.
There was no foul play intended.
I'll just put up a YouTube link. I have a fun fact. You guys want to hear a fun fact?
Do you want to hear a fun fact?
Sure,
absolutely.
Why not? It's your show.
All right. So, do you guys know when the first reality show actually happened, seeing that we are all brought here to this day because of Big Brother? So, anybody have a guess out there? Anybody know for sure? Anybody want to make a just off-the-hand guess of...
I know it was The Real World was the original reality show that you could call a reality show.
Okay, Cowboy says, you know, Real World. Anybody else have any guesses?
I would stick with what Cowboy said because of...
I'm going to see what Cowboy said too.
Okay, well, guess what? You're all wrong.
Okay, what is it?
1948, Alan Funt.
Oh,
actually,
yeah.
He was the first person to start the first reality show, which was Candid Camera.
What?
Yeah. Candid Camera is technically back in 1948 was a reality show because they would go around and film people just out of the blue.
He went down.
And then they came back in 1999 to actually film the Candid Camera that we probably all know. But isn't that a cool fact?
Cool fact.
Well, Paul watched it in 1947.
Paul, can you talk a little bit about it, being that you probably were on Candid Camera, Paul?
You guys are mean.
Paul.
He's still stuck in 1948, I guess.
Yeah, he's a good friend of Alan Funk.
Hey. I resemble that remark. No. I don't think we had TV in 1948. It was the year my sister, actually it was the year my sister was born. I remember, I think I was probably 2 years old, so probably 1953 before we even had TV.
Well, that doesn't mean somebody didn't have a TV in 1948, Paul.
Well, that's a good point.
Yeah, Milton Berle was on. Milton Berle was on, wasn't he, back then?
Yeah, but I tell you, we... I'm thinking about old TV. It's a weird transition, but I was I've been watching the live streaming of 50 years ago and remembering you know, the weekend of JFK's assassination. And just the only reason I bring it up, Michelle, is it blew me away when I realized that Jackie Kennedy during that weekend was the same age as you currently are. Can you imagine, Michelle?
Well, you know, that's a good transition. That's why I kind of brought up a lot of these facts, because I figured us bringing up weird kind of things like that would transition and branch off into other things. So I was not born when JFK was killed. I think he was the best president ever in this life, not ever being born, just learning and knowing and reading and seeing and stuff about him. I actually was 9 or 10 when I went to Washington, D.C., just on a random trip, you know, through Washington, D.C. You do the Virginia, you do the cemetery, you do all that, the,
Arlington.
Arlington, yes. And Jackie Onassis died. And we were actually there for Jackie Onassis' funeral. And,
wow.
Yeah, so you said... Paul, I'm sorry, who is the same age as me?
Jackie was, I think, 34 years old when her husband was assassinated, and she, if you've ever seen or know about her, she basically coordinated and choreographed that whole weekend, and it was just such an amazing woman, and at such a young age, and that's kind of what I was getting at. To put it in perspective, how old she was at the time, same age as you are right now.
Well, you know, that's actually interesting that you brought it up. Let me start with Paul, seeing that you brought it up. Do you remember, like, where you were when you heard, or were you alive or whatever, when JFK got killed?
Yes.
Do you want to talk about that?
I was 12 years old. I was in the last hour of my, you know, seventh grade in junior high school. And we were in the last hour, and it was a study hall hour. And our teacher came in and was visibly upset, and we had no idea why. And she didn't say anything, but we could see that she was crying, and it was kind of a concern to us. At least to me, what's wrong with her? And then it came over the loudspeaker, the PA system, that President Kennedy had died. And so I remember where I was. And Cherry and I have talked about this before as well, that she remembers. I don't
Cherry,
know who you're
going to where was your what was your experience with that?
I was just a little tot, and my mom was actually having a Tupperware party for all the women in our neighborhood. And the lady that lived directly across the street from us went home early and came running back across the street with her arms flailing and screaming and crying, and pounded on our screen door and was screaming, "The president's been killed, the president's been killed," and ran on our front door. And before I knew it, you know, she was telling my mom, "Turn on the TV, turn on the TV," and my mom turned on the TV, and before I knew it, all the women in our neighborhood was sitting in my living room just bawling. I mean, tears flowing, and I'm, you know,
how old
just
were
a
you,
little tot. I was probably 3 or 4, I don't know. I was very little, but I remember it vividly, and everybody, all the moms in my neighborhood was in my living room, and everybody was crying. Everybody was crying, and it was almost scary for a little one, you know?
Yeah.
Well,
we have Joe on. Joe, do you remember where you were or what was going on when you heard the news?
Absolutely. I was at school also.
Share that with us?
Yeah,
okay.
I was at school too. But what was more important, three years before he was president, the last four days before he was elected, he came to Chicago. And we had a torchlight parade, and back then they didn't have, you know, Secret Service, a lot of Secret Service and stuff. And there was a million of us downtown, and I had they all gave us those, remember those flares you used to use in the in case your car got busted up in the highway or something?
Yep.
And they handed us all out. One of those, and I got to touch his hand 4 years before
wow.
he died, but I remembered when he died. Yeah, I was at school, and they let us out, and I lived right across the street from school, and I even remember what I ate that night. My grandfather went out and got us all Kentucky Fried Chicken because my grandmother couldn't cook.
Ooh, we talked about chicken earlier. All right.
Yeah, I know, but you got to understand, Michelle, everybody's home had... and I'm sure Paul and Cherry would agree, a JFK picture in it. You know, you don't see that anymore.
I did not.
Well, not your house, Paul.
I was about to bring this up, Joe. What a lot of people don't realize at the time, not only did we have horrible race, civil rights.
Yeah.
Stuff on TV and the what was going on in the South and the segregation
yeah.
was on our TV all the time. But it was a huge thing during that election that this was the first
Roman Catholic
to run for president. And that was a huge, huge, huge thing for all the Catholics. And
mm-hmm.
Joe shared with me that he was one
wow,
as well.
Wow, that's crazy. I did not know that.
My family was not Catholic. My parents were not Democrats. There was definitely no picture of JFK in our house.
you know, the thing is, you know, there's just so much. My parents were Democratic. I'm not saying that I went the Democratic way, but however, we all know how strong JFK was and how everything impacted us. And I asked Mom, I said, Mom, where was you when JFK was assassinated? And she said, I was in fifth grade in the hallway when I, you know, heard. And she goes, we all just started crying, and they dismissed school that day. So it sounds like all the schools was dismissed in the
yeah.
honor of our president, which was really great.
Even
yeah.
the, even worse.
He was a great man.
All
he was
works.
Respected by all parties. I mean, even the Republicans had some respect for him.
Yeah.
And it wasn't. I don't know the.
Politics
was
right,
bad
Jerry?
Back then, but it
well,
wasn't as
you know what?
As divided
you,
as
you
it
know
is
what's great
now.
Though? You know what's great though? Like a couple of days before his anniversary. Patrick Kennedy, which you guys all know,
yep.
which is his, I believe, great grandson or some. Well, he is from Rhode Island. He actually welcomed in a new family member. So it's kind of like something dies, something else grows. And, you know, that baby being born, the only thing I can think of is, oh, my God, your great grandfather, great-great-grandfather was one of the most amazing presidents ever. And before I was even born, I don't know about him, but I know that to me, first off, for me, Bill Clinton is the best president ever in my life. And then without knowing in my lifetime, JFK, of course. I mean,
you know
who
would have been
man.
a great president, but we lost him, was his brother Robert.
Yeah.
Robert Kennedy was unbelievable.
I mean, the Kennedys, just haven't they had such, like, turmoil in their family. I mean, I've been here. We get all the Kennedy news. They're about 45
yeah.
minutes from me. And, I mean, it's been tragedy after tragedy after tragedy after murder after arrest after just alcoholism, rehab. It's just they're just one of those families that you can just relate to because they've gone through everything. They are, you know, but they always stick to politics. It's crazy, you know. We have the I can't remember his name because there's so many of them, but he's going to be running for office. And, you know, over here, the Kennedys, the name is nothing to us. You know, it's not nothing. It's just common, I should say. It's just kind of like you saying hello. Hello, Kennedy.
Yeah.
It's kind of the same spectrum, you know. So
it doesn't happen in Chicago.
Yeah, no, I understand that. But JFK is a president. I mean, as being an American citizen, you never want a president shot to death. And, you know, I get scared with everything that's been going on with our country and everything with these talks of, you know, nuclear power and everything that's been going on. It's so scary. And,
yeah, but that's
what
happened back then, Michelle, because you got to remember, we were in the as close as we have, even now, have ever been to nuclear annihilation because of the Cuban Missile Crisis at that point.
Wow.
Yep.
Those 13 days, right, Paul?
Absolutely.
Wow, I didn't even know about that. Yeah, that's crazy.
One thing I remember is the news coverage. They shut off all the regular programming on TV. They actually also, at midnight, always went off the air. We used to, the TV would go off right at the end of the night. The Star Spangled Banner would play. My dad would always joke that he had to get up, stand up out of the chair and stand up when the TV was going off the air. But that whole 4 days or whatever, Friday, 13. Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, were nonstop news coverage on all the networks. And Monday, we also were off school. There was no school. And I remember sitting watching the caisson and everything going to Arlington Cemetery and watching little three-year-old John, who that was his birthday. 50 years ago today was his third birthday. And he, all of a sudden, this little three-year-old salutes his daddy's casket. And I remember sitting in front of TV and going, did you guys see that? John just saluted. So, anyway.
I mean, it's crazy to see that, like, you know, nowadays we have Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. We have all this different technology. And back then, it was just maybe some people even had TVs. I mean, so to think, you know,
Seymour, to go along with what Bill was talking about, the nuclear threats and the fears the country had, we went through not fire drills in school. We went through duck and cover drills when, you know, supposedly if we, you know, would duck and cover our heads when a nuclear bomb went off. This was our school training, that we would go through those drills. Remember that, Joe?
And what did that
the sirens
what
would go
the difference?
Off.
What was the difference between going under the desk and a nuclear war? Like, what did they have you guys do that was different?
Crouching down on the floor and putting our hands over our heads. I obviously now we realize that we would still be dead, but maybe it was just because make us feel a little bit safer. You know, they didn't want the kids to totally freak out. They wanted them to think that there was something that you could do. There was also a lot of underground bunkers people were building back then.
Yeah, and the bunkers actually still to this day, when you go to a lot of different places, we have a lot of bunkers here that are obviously no longer active, but They're placed everywhere, so it's crazy to see where we've come as a nation and where we're going, because we actually obviously don't know where we're going.
Yeah, like, and look at it. Seymour just said war of pigs. That was another thing that was happening at the same time with Cuba and that. And we were really involved mightily with Cuba fighting back then, and they were only 90 miles, and they had the warheads. And they could have hit Florida and taken out Florida and New York and all of the East Coast, basically. And we had to do the blockade. Kennedy did the blockade with the ships because he said that was it.
War Pigs is a really good song, too.
Yeah, War Pigs, yeah.
Well, you know, it's crazy to think what he would have done if he was unfortunately not killed and seen what he would have done for this country. But, you know, I mean, we are as one, and we are a nation, and we have to just kind of go with what we're given, and which unfortunately is hard for a lot of us to deal with. So, anyway,
I wish it was
really bizarre background noise. I don't know what's going on, but somebody's got some bad background noise.
So
let me bring up another tip. You guys want another fun fact?
Sure.
Yeah.
Right. So, you guys know that people are putting up their Christmas decorations a little bit earlier than usual. But if you guys want to see the biggest on Guinness World Records to date, which has been recently updated, you have to go and Google the Richards family from Australia. And they actually have over 500,000 lights.
Holy.
You want to see that from outer space, because it must be glowing. I mean, they are trying to raise at least over 100,000 for charities, because you guys know what these people do. The people that do the lights, with a lot of lights, what they normally do is they say, do you want to come and see the lights? Give a donation at the door. Give a donation at the front gate. Give a donation at the whatever. And they're planning on raising $100,000 for their local charity in Australia. I'm not sure what it is. But it's the Richards family, and they're out of Australia. Like I said, 500,000 lights. They started it in October. I'm not sure quite what date. And they actually have completed it. And it is amazing. So I know everybody out there is like, oh, my God, Christmas lights? We haven't even had Thanksgiving yet, but you guys know that we're fast forward. Okay, my next question is for you guys. All right, the dreadful two words, Black Friday. I am going to be sitting in my hacienda, probably drunk, stuffed like a piñata, and laughing at everybody on Black Friday. Sherry,
yes,
are you going out for Black Friday? Are you a psychopath, or are you a normal person who laughs at everybody that goes out on Black Friday?
I'll
give you
$5
not to go out.
I'll take you up on that. I have never gone out on Black Friday. However, because my husband and I both need to shop before we come up to New Hampshire, we may be forced into this situation. Now, I just got word from my husband that he has taken the rest of this week off and will be coming home at lunchtime tonight. So he'll be coming home shortly. His way home right now,
but lunchtime in Cherry's home.
Yes.
Lunchtime in Cherry's home is different than everybody else's.
Yes.
We all have our own lunchtime, so.
He's on his way home right now, actually.
You are not going to do Black Friday. No. Say it isn't so, babe.
I'm going to try not to. If we can get out in the next couple of days, depending on how my little dog is doing, because she's injured right now and I don't know what's wrong with her. If we can get out in the next couple of days and shop, then no, I will not do Black Friday. I've never done Black Friday. I think it's the craziest crap in the world. I stay as far away from that shit as I can stay.
Insanity.
But, yeah, it's insanity. I mean, stores around here open at like 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning, and people are running each other down to get in the doors. There's people camped out at
the
doorstep.
Am I the only one that's, like, passed out by the coma that we call Thanksgiving dinner? Hello?
Sure.
Thanksgiving dinner coma. Who out there, put your hands up in the air, wave them around like this, okay? Giving coma. Hello?
Me.
Like, what are you doing in a parking lot at 3 o'clock in the morning to save $5? I'm willing, well, let me not say that because then we'll have a lot of people asking for $5 because I obviously owe Cherry already $5. But, like, to save $5, like, you guys got to understand that nowadays what they're doing with Black Friday, they're actually extending it where you can get the deal, or Cyber Mondays, which is called the Internet Black Friday. You don't even have to leave your house. You can be naked on your laptop or in your unitard or in Cowboys chicken cock costume or in whatever else you're wearing out there. Mm-hmm. And not have to go fend out with these crazy people. Like, am I the only one that forgot that Thanksgiving is for Thanksgiving? Did we miss out on this part?
I think it's so wrong that those people even have to go to work and work on Thanksgiving.
I have to work, not on Thanksgiving.
And on Friday,
work,
the day after. You know, it gives these people a break. You know?
And if they don't work, they're fired. That's the messed up part. It's like one of those mandatory days.
We were talking about the olden days and what I remember way back when and things going on, but I'm sure most of us are old enough to remember when everything was closed down on Sundays. Or do you even remember that, Michelle? Have stores always been open?
I know liquor stores in Rhode Island were not open on Sundays until about 2 years ago. And
gasoline, there was nothing open. You couldn't get gasoline.
Thank God I lived on the Mass line because I could go to Massachusetts and buy liquor because all hell would have broke loose. But, you know, things change. I mean, I just personally for myself, maybe because I work in retail, or maybe I just don't see, like, the fact that when you go to these stores, people don't understand that they have one TV that's $10 and the rest are going to be regular price. Like, you have to be the first person and you're going to trample over people. It's not worth it. It's really not worth it. And I think that these companies have realized that it's not. So they actually have taken these prices and said, okay, we're going to do this for 3 days. We're not going to do it. Like, I just think that for people to be forced, like Cherry said, to be working, being trampled to get to a TV, just because you're in line doesn't mean you're going to get that savings because that item might be sold out because they only have – I just don't understand. I'm like, I'm passed out. I'm full on stuffing and wine and wine and wine. Why
people
do I want to be in a –
People should still be in a tryptophan coma.
Yeah.
From the turkey they ate the night before.
But I get it.
They shouldn't be out working.
I get it. But I get the people that are, like, I understand that they want to go out and get, but it's like there's so many double negatives towards it. It's like I'm, for me, anti-Black Friday. So, Cherry, we know that you are. Paul.
Wait for Cyber Monday.
You're anti-Black Friday, right, Paul?
100%.
Yeah.
Wait for Cyber Monday. Sit on your couch and order it on your computer and wait for it to get to you at your front door.
And you know what the other cool thing, Cherry, you know what the other cool thing is? Like, if you guys, obviously, you guys get flyers at home and stuff. They actually, like a couple of flyers like Best Buy and Staples that I've received, say they will match any Amazon, Black Friday, Cyber, whatever, deal. So say, for instance, because you don't want to really buy clothes online, but say DVDs and stuff like that, you can actually price match it. So if one place has it cheaper, you take it and you show it. Like, so Cyber Mondays, you don't have to leave the house, and then you can take whatever if it's got a better price, and you have to deal with the Black Friday mess. It's great.
Right. There's a couple of – and if you do go out, there are a couple of apps that you can use that price match to Amazon, and you can actually price match
so
one of them
like
is Red Laser. One of them is Coupon Sherpa and Slick Deals, and then Deal News Black Friday. Those are some
so
apps
like
that
a
you
comparison?
Can use.
That's good. That's good.
All right. To be fair, I did say that I don't do Black Friday, but, you know, we talk about different traditions people have. Well, it has always been tradition for Paul from Minnesota that he does a lot of his Christmas shopping on Christmas Eve day.
Nothing wrong with that. You know what, Paul? You know, listen, Paul, this is what I, like, I came up with this theory that if
That's
you...
That's my husband.
If you shop early, you have too much time to think about the person's gift, so you could just change your gift. If you do it the last minute, it's kind of like you're forced into giving into the gift. All hands in. You can't double guess it. You have to do it. So I like
You can't put a lot
idea.
Of thought into it either, though.
Yeah. But, like, I don't know about you guys. They don't give you enough time to appreciate the holidays nowadays. It's
no,
so fast.
Don't.
It's like fast paced. It's like bam, bam, bam. I don't even remember Halloween. I don't remember it. It was like bam. And now
well,
we have Thanksgiving. No, I had a good night. But now we have Thanksgiving. It's like, oh my God, are you guys like we're talking about in 2 days, 3 days, Thanksgiving and Hanukkah in 2 days.
I know.
Yeah, Hanukkah's in 2 days, yeah.
Yeah.
And the older we get, the faster time flies. It's just crazy.
But
crazy.
When we were kids, I don't know, Michelle, if you remember this, but when we were kids, they didn't do anything, any commercials or anything like that, until, I think, Thanksgiving for Christmas, right, Jerry?
Yeah, probably.
Right. Now, before Halloween is over, they have Christmas stuff up in the stores.
Yeah.
In October.
That's why I live in the retail life. You don't like it because it's thrown in your face. But funny. So another fun fact. You guys want to know another fun fact of the evening? Yay.
I love this.
We're talking about a lot of time. So this couple, John and Anne from Connecticut, celebrated. Are you guys ready for this? Talk about time. 81 years of marriage.
Whoa.
Wow.
Right? So John is 102 and Anne is 98, and they look like time capsule. So we're talking about time flying. Can you guys imagine? I'm not 81. I haven't been married to anything that's 81, not even married to my own body parts. I'm only 33, soon to be 34. You guys are a little bit older than me, but not even close to this. What are your thoughts on somebody being married 81 years and survive, both of them?
I tell you, that is amazing because I know that next August will be, God willing, my parents' 70th wedding anniversary, and that seems an awfully long time.
Yeah.
That's precious.
Isn't it? So John, like I said, is 102. And when you look at their picture, I mean, you're looking at him and I thought maybe he could have been in his 80s. And his wife, Anna, 98, beautiful. So we're talking about time here as like, you know, priceless. But think about John and Anne, 81 years. So think about that. Are you guys loving my fun facts today?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah. Cool.
So, fun facts. I know, Paul, you're brushing me. So, we're all here connected through Big Brother, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So, you guys all know that Big Brother started, anybody can tell me right now, what country?
Netherlands.
What was that, Paul?
I said Netherlands, but that...
Correct.
Yep.
Correct. And do you know what year that it was, started?
It was 1999. No.
Correct.
Yes, okay.
I'm going to stop you before you just correct yourself. So Paul was correct. So Joe, Cherry, and whoever else was on. Do we have a Big Brother? Can I get a hell's yeah?
Hell yeah.
Hell's yeah.
So Paul was correct. It started in the Netherlands. So I'm going to give you guys just a few countries that Big Brother is in now, okay? All right. So obviously U.S., right? Because where's the Portuguese princess from? Big Brother 10.
Portuguese.
Right? So we also have Big Brother Brazil. We all know that, right? Big Brother Germany. Big Brother Argentina.
Yep.
Big Brother Portugal. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Big Brother Portugal.
Yeah.
It's actually called Segredos da Casa. It's called Secrets in the House. And that's the Portuguese Big Brother. Big Brother Italy. We also have Big Brother Sweden. Big Brother Belgium. Big Brother Spain. Big Brother Switzerland. And everybody we all know, Big Brother UK.
In South Africa.
South Australia.
Yep. There's actually been many more added on to this list. But Paul got it right that it actually started in the Netherlands. So
I think there's one.
Do we
in
all
want
to give? Do we all want to give a shout out to the Netherlands? Can we give a hell yeah to the Netherlands?
Hell yeah!
Thank you, Netherlands.
Okay, I have
and Israel face says Israel too.
I have funny. I have kind of a funny joke to close the show out with, real quick. If I can get it out real quick, it's kind of long. But I'm going to try because we only have about 3 minutes. So a man wanted to get married. He was having trouble choosing among three likely candidates. He gives each woman a present of $5,000 and watches to see what they do with the money. The first goes and does a total makeover. She goes to a fancy beauty salon. She gets her hair done, new makeup. She buys several new outfits and dresses up very nicely for the man. She tells him that she has done this to be more attractive for him because she loves him so much. The man was impressed. The second woman goes shopping and buys the man gifts. She gets him a new set of golf clubs, some new gizmos for his computer, some new expensive clothes. And as she presents these gifts to him, she tells him that she has spent all the money on him because she loves him so much. Again, the man is impressed. The third invests the money in the stock market. She earns several times the $5,000. She gives him back his $5,000 and reinvests the remainder in a joint account. She tells him that she wants to save for their future because she loves him so much. Obviously, the man was impressed. The man thought for a long time about what each woman had done with the money he had given her. Then the man married the one with the biggest tits. Men are like that, you know.
Oh, my goodness. Well, did we figure out which one had the biggest tits?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
One, Cherry.
Anyway.
You got 2 minutes.
Well, I just want to say one more thing. If you guys are out there in the night and you want to look up in the sky, we also have Comet Eyes On, which is a comet that's going to be wrapping around the sun. If he does not melt, he will actually multiply. And we will be able to see flaring lights throughout the sky for about 5 days. So
we've got 1 minute.
Comet Eyes On. Let's hope you do not burn out like a herpy. Oh, wait.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Happy
Thanksgiving to you
happy
all.
We should
to
have said
in our
happy
chat
Thanksgiving.
Room. And to those of you who will listen to this podcast later, we love you all. Have a very happy Thanksgiving with you and your families. I'm going to close the show with Ron, as we always do. We love you all so much. Have a blessed holiday.
Bye, guys.
Holiday.
We love you.
Here's
Ron.
Thanksgiving. Good night, everybody.
Ciao.
I want to finish off the show with a little music and say to all of my listeners, thank you guys, and thank you all for coming in.
I'm going to cut it short because I want everybody to say goodbye to everybody. John Cracker, Joe, Paul, everybody. Michelle, say goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you, everyone. Good night, everybody. Take care. God bless.
God bless.